This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune that we called Cattle Stop. That's a Hamilton County Bluegrass band recorded in Sydney in 1971. Alan Rhodes playing the low banjo. I was playing the high banjo. Graham Lovejoy playing guitar and Colleen Tremonth on fiddle, Miles Ray on bass. And that was loosely based on an Eric Weisberg tune called, I think, Riding the Waves. Maybe not. I forget what the name was called. Anyway, we changed it around a little bit and put different bits in there and did it with the two banjos and thought that sounded like a whole lot of fun. So I hope you enjoyed that start, that tune for a start of the show. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm glad you've joined with me to have an hour of some rather odd-sounding bluegrass music, which I'm sure is what you'd describe my collection of music. And I've picked some things out that I think you'll enjoy. And here's Seldom Seen from the album Seldom Scenic Routes. Sorry, not recorded in 1990. Slightly amended lineup these days. Well, in 1990, John Duffy on mandolin and Mike Aldridge, dobro, Ben Eldridge on guitar and banjo. And they had Lou Reed playing guitar and singing a lot of the leads, and T. Michael Colburn playing the electric bass instead of Tom Gray on the double bass. And this was the sort of music they were doing in 1990. And we're going to hear a song called Distant Train. Sounds like this.
Your heart is colder than the steel wheels rolling. Your stare chills me more than a lonesome whistle's whine. There's been more broken promises than cross ties to glory. I'm gonna catch the first train I can find. In the distance I hear a night train singing, the rhythm of the rails playing my heartbeat. Through the darkness I hear a lonesome whistle screaming, from a distance I hear it calling me. I should stay, the whistle may fade away, so I guess I'll be moving along. In the distance I hear a night train singing, the rhythm of the rails are playing my heartbeat. Through the darkness I hear a lonesome whistle screaming, from a distance I hear it calling me. From a distance I hear it calling me.
Well, that was a real workout on the dobro, wasn't it? That was seldom seen doing the song Distant Train. Going to hear from the new vintage bluegrass band now from an album called Timeless. Came out in 1993, so provided it's lasted 30-plus years, we're fine. Russell Johnson on mandolin, superb player. Earl Llewellyn on guitar. Jan Johansson on fiddle. Gina Britt on banjo. And Zachary McLam on acoustic bass. Come from around the North Carolina area. They all sing. They're a great band. They do some real good standard type bluegrass that I really enjoy. And here they are doing a tune called Another Tear.
Say, dear, another tear is getting ready just for you. Now lately it is said you've been walking with your head in the clouds, and it doesn't make much sense. It's plain to see, my love, that the eagle light above me is guilty of another love affair. Another tear somewhere there is falling, another heart is breaking silently for you. Another love, just one, that's what they say, dear. Another tear is getting ready just for you. Say, dear, another tear is getting ready just for you. Say, dear,
and they have a good sound, just very together and very almost relaxed at the same time as being quite exciting. I really enjoy that band, New Vintage Bluegrass Band. Well, back in the 1960s, bluegrass was really finding its place all over the world, really. It was mid-1960s that it found its way to New Zealand. But in the early 1960s in Los Angeles, you had a group called the Kentucky Colonels, featuring Roland and Clarence White, the great mandolin player and guitar player. And they had a bunch of friends that all played superb music. And I'm going to play a track, an instrumental track from the album Appalachian Swing. And it's lots of straightforward, well-known tunes. Played an instrumental version of them. Roland White plays mandolin. Clarence White plays lead and rhythm guitar. And his guitar playing was astonishing for the time. Billy Ray Latham played banjo. Excellent banjo player. Roger Bush played bass and banjo on some tracks. Bobby Sloan played fiddle and bass. He was later to be an integral part of J.D. Crow's bands. And Leroy McNeese, though, played dobro, excellent dobro player. And here they are doing the tune I Am a Pilgrim. Great tune, and just listen to their instrumental work on this. They are such good players, and that was such tidy guitar work and mandolin work on there. There was a White Brothers, Roland White, Clarence White, as part of the Kentucky Colonels, and playing I Am a Pilgrim. Well, the next band is a great idea. It's the Travelling McCurries, and it's essentially Del McCurry's band, consisting of his son and sons and other musicians who do the travelling, and Del stays at home sometimes because he's about my age or a bit older and doesn't like the travelling so much these days, that the travelling Mercurys, I think, is a great idea. And, of course, the band is superb. Ronnie Mercury does lead and harmony vocals and plays mandolin. Rob Mercury plays banjo. Jason Carter plays fiddle and does lead and harmony vocals. Alan Bartram, upright bass and lead and harmony vocals. Cody Kilby on guitar. And they do some great bluegrass music, of course, as you can imagine, being part of the Mercury heritage. And here they are doing a tune that's generally attributed to Doc Watson. It's one called Southbound, the Travelling Mercurys.
More stuck in this old city. People that have to call it home, they're the ones I pity. Lord, I'm homesick, and the blues are the only songs I ever seem to play. I'm going out and walk the streets like a blister on my feet, southbound. But I can't sleep from listening to the train blow. Lord, I begin to pine when I hear the great big engine roll down the line. I'm going back to spend some time where I can have fun, and I ain't got a dime. I'm southbound.
Band, aren't they? I wonder how much of the material crosses over, or how much the Travelling Mercurys have as their own songs that Del never participated in, and how many of the songs they have that they would do with Del Mercury singing lead, and they just substitute the vocals and do them differently. Interesting when bands cross over, it's seeing how much material crosses over as well. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band. Third album called California Connection, it was 1983. And here they are doing a Flat and Scruggs tune, Down the Road.
A little girl named Pearly Blue, about so hot her hair is brown, prettiest thing boys in this town. Now every day and Sunday too. I walk the soles right off my shoes. I don't know why I love her so. That gal of mine lives down the road. He owns a farm from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail. He made his living by carrying the mail. Now every day and Sunday too, I go to see my pearly blue. Before you hear the rooster crow, you'll see me heading down the road. About a mile or two lives a little girl named Pearly Blue. About so high and her hair is brown. Prettiest thing boys in this town.
Ah, the Bluegrass Album Band there with the Flattened Scruggs favourite. J.D. Crowe do his best to emulate Earl Scruggs with every backup lick you ever heard and some beautiful work up round the neck there. And just a delight to hear. They certainly did everything right. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I've been living and listening to bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, right down here in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's where this show comes from. Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we're part of the Access Radio chain that goes all over New Zealand, and we trade shows with Canada, so we get to Canada as well, and this show gets to a few stations in the US as well, so you may be listening on any of those, but thank you very much for listening to me on the radio, and I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. And it's definitely my take on bluegrass music. All the music played on the show comes from CDs I owned, the old compact disc, which is out of style for everyone apart from me, I think, and albums, LPs that I got from way back in the 1960s and 70s and 80s until the CDs took over, and I've got lots of albums too. And one day I just figured there's so much good music on there, it needs to be aired, and that's what you're hearing now. I hope you're enjoying my choices. I try and make it so that you're going to hear something different every show. Many of you regular listeners will note that the show that played last week was one from several years prior to last week, and that's because I felt a bit under the weather last Tuesday, which is the day I record the show on. So whenever I need a replacement show, I choose one from the archive of shows that was done on a date quite similar to the show that it needs to be. So I think the last week's show came from 2022, April 2022. That's really hard to say for a 79-year-old like me. So you'll occasionally hear a show like that if I can't make it into the studio. But I'm in the studio now and playing a show, and I've got some LP music to play and some CD music to play. And let's get right on with it. Tony Ellis played banjo in Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys for a couple of years. Bill was just a teenager, or Tony was just a teenager when he played with Bill. But since then, he's been out to New Zealand, he's done all sorts of things, and he plays a very lyrical style of banjo and quite straightforward stuff, as well as a few old bluegrass tunes. And I really enjoy his playing. I love hearing that melody picked out nicely. And he did some music with male vocalist Dudley Connell. We all know Dudley from his work with the Johnson Mountain Boys and more latterly with the Seldom Seen, but here he is doing a song called The Old Spirit well, it's an old spiritual song called There's a Man Going Round Taking Names. Here's Dudley and Tony playing banjo. Singing, of course, by Dudley Connell, the great picking by Tony Ellis. I loved the way he plays banjo. When he was in New Zealand, he stayed with me and he loved my Baldwin Ode banjo from 1966. And he really liked that banjo and, in fact, got Jeff Stelling to make him a walnut banjo too, one made out of really nice walnut wood. Tony Ellis, yes. I was in Australia recently, very fortuitously. I went over with my sister to share in her 80th birthday celebrations in South Australia, in Adelaide, just out of Adelaide, really. And while I was there, I had chance to meet up with one of the founder members of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with me, Mr. Leonard Cohen, who has been living in South Australia for decades and decades, and we had a lovely lunch together and talked music and old times and all that sort of thing, as you do these days. And of course, while he's over there, he's playing some music with the Old South Bluegrass Band, and I've got the album Live at the Boardroom in my hands. And it's interesting to read the notes on the album covers. This is what I like about CDs and LPs. They said, on a quiet Saturday in October 2011, Old South gathered in a large sun-filled room with recording engineer Nigel Sweeting and played a few takes of each track into Nigel's new human KM84 AKG-D12 Sennheiser 441 and ME40 microphones. He even named all the microphones. Nigel recorded each cut on a Akai DR8 through Teal audio valve preamps and then mixed and mastered each track at Andrew Bayfield's Ashton Studio on an Akai DD1500 system. There were no overdubs or re-recordings. What you hear is Old South live and honest. And that's the way we used to do it, folks. And I'm interested to see that Leonard sort of learned from the early days of Hamilton County. We did two or three takes of a song, and if we got it pretty close, we said that was it. And that was always the way the masters worked. Bill Munro, the Stanley Brothers, Flat and Scruggs would have done it the same way, and it wasn't until much later that the overdubbing and all that sort of stuff came into it. Anyway, I picked an instrumental because Leonard is a fine dobro player, and here he is doing a version of Vic Jordan's Pickaway. Ladies and gentlemen, the Old South Bluegrass Band. Thank you. old South Bluegrass band from Adelaide, South Australia, doing some picking in the living room there. And it was a tune called Pickaway. I forgot to introduce the band. Jeff Bridgeland was the banjo player, and Leonard Cohen, the resonator guitar player, Andrew Hook, the mandolin player, Phil Parker on guitar, and Dave Taylor on bass, and doing some fine picking there. I don't think Lennon knew that tune when he was playing with us in the band. Well, yesterday I had an absolutely great day. I've had a great weekend, actually. I can't believe that at an advanced age like me, I get to do some of the things that I do. But on Sunday afternoon, I had my Back Porch Bluegrass Club. We had a very informal jam session. We didn't have very many musicians. And we had those that were there, Baz, myself, and Anne, had to do a lot of work. But the audience really appreciated it, and we got into some songs that we wouldn't normally do, and I think they appreciated that too. And then straight after the Back Porch Bluegrass Club, I was playing with my boys out at a wedding at a place called Ruapuki, which is on the west coast of the North Island, just level with Hamilton. You head out towards Raglan, and then you get into some twisty, windy roads, and then you get into an even twistier, windier gravel road for about 10 kilometres, and you finally arrive at the destination where the wedding celebration was, and it was a young couple, delightful young couple getting married. Lots of people there, and we played for the dance afterwards, and it's really neat fun playing for a bunch of young people who are dancing and thoroughly enjoying the music, loving Tim's double bass playing, Sam's guitar and singing, my banjo playing, Tyler on percussion and drums. He had a drum kit for this occasion, and we had a great time and got home at midnight, and that's pretty good fun for an old bloke. And the next day started quietly, as you can well imagine. I was a bit stiff and sore because it's hard work carrying a heavy old banjo at a gig. And then my son arrived around and said, let's go over to the boat. So we went over to Whangamataura on the east coast. Went coast to coast, and the east coast is about 2 hours' drive away, and Tim's got an old 30-foot 1920s launch over there, and we took his daughter and her friend. They're both about 12 years old. They went out from Whangamataura. The sea was calm. The sun was shining, autumn sun. It was absolutely beautiful, and anchored the boat off on a little island, and Tim went snorkeling and speared a fish, and the girls were diving off the boat and the swimming in the water, and I went fishing and didn't catch anything. Tim came back with the fish. We went back into the marina and cooked the fish and all had a piece of fish, and that was really good fun. Oh, I tell you, it's such a good day. And anyway, that all led to me thinking about fishing. And I don't know many bluegrass songs about fishing. I know the Osbournes, me and my old banjo, mentions fishing, but it's more about banjo playing. And then I found on old-time country music, Mike Seeger, an LP, one called The Fisherman's Luck. And it was one that was written by the Dixon brothers way back in the 1930s, and it's got the story of a snake and a frog and what the guy caught while he was fishing, and the snake seemed to like the drink that he took along. Here's Mike Seeger doing Fisherman's Luck, and after that we'll have Mike Seeger carrying on and doing a tune called Handsome Molly, and these are really nice old-time versions of these songs. Let's hear Mike Seeger and Fisherman's Luck.
Frog for bait. I swung it in the water and it pulled me out a snake. I had me a bottle of moonshine to keep me feeling right. You should have been watching. Well, it was an awful sight. I pulled his mouth wide open and poured some whiskey in, and then I turned the snake snake loose and I used my frog again. I caught me a great big jackfish, but one thing I did hate, that doggone greedy pounder had gobbled down my bait. Feeling blue, I could not find another frog and I didn't know what to do. I soon got tired of thinking and leaned against a tree. I was calmly smoking when something come to me. It touched me on the shoulder. I looked around to see that doggone water rattler had come to trade with me. Frogs, I think a dozen, brought them to the bank there where I was fishing to trade them in for a drink. Down. Now this will end my story, that rattler-headed sound. He crawled away so happy with my bottle in his mouth. I wish I was in London or some other seaport town. I'd set my foot in a steamboat, I'd sail this ocean round. While sailing around the ocean, while sailing around the sea, I'd think of handsome Molly wherever she might be. She went to church a Sunday, she passed me on by. I knew her mind was changing by the roving of her eyes. Oh, don't you remember, Molly, when you gave me your right hand? You said if you ever married that I'd be the man. But now you've gone and left me, go on with whom you please. Why, my poor heart is aching here, lying at your ease. Her hair was black as raven, her eyes was black as gold. Her cheeks were like lilies that in the morning grow. I wish I was in London or some other seaport town. I'd set my foot in a steamboat, I'd sail this ocean round. While sailing around the ocean, while sailing around the sea, I'd think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Oh, some very old-timey sounding versions of those songs there. Mike was very much a traditionalist, despite being quite a good bluegrass player. He often played like that. I know lots of bluegrass bands do their song Handsome Molly, including us, and I loved that song. It bounces along beautifully. And quite by coincidence, the daughter that Tim took out fishing with us yesterday was called Molly. So I'll have to start calling her Handsome Molly, won't we? Hope you enjoyed the song about the fisherman. We don't tend not to take a bottle of whiskey fishing with us like he did. And the snake crawled away with it. Good fun. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Tranworth, playing you the music that I really enjoy, and I hope you do too. A big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I know many of you Tune in on various podcasts like Free FM directly from the station here, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Appreciate the fact that you tuned in and listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. There's much in the music to enjoy, from song topics and singers and instrumental work, and I really enjoy playing the music. We're going to hear from new vintage bluegrass band again. This is a mandolin tune from Russell Johnson, and it's called The Sun Point. And I looked up what The Sun Point was, and apart from being an investment house where you could spend all your money, I couldn't find out what the origins of the song were. But it's a great mandolin tune. Have a listen. A sun point, and I'd love to find out what a sun point is. And fine instrumental work on that song from the band New Vintage Bluegrass Band. Let's listen to the Bluegrass album band again now, with a song written by Doyle Lawson, the mandolin player, and it's called Please Search Your Heart.
Your heart, and maybe you'll find a reason to stay. I'm begging this time. I know I was wrong, and darling, I pay. Please search your heart before it's too late.
When you left me, I said that I'd never
be blue. Then I wouldn't cry if you found someone new. But this is my plea, give me one more try. Please search your heart, don't tell me goodbye. This is my plea, give me one more try. Please search your heart, don't tell me goodbye. Please search your heart, don't tell me goodbye.
It's a Dora Lawson song, and the trio really got a bit of a workout there. Sounds neat. I like these sort of the ones that sound a bit like old country songs. They often have a really nice melody to them. And anyway, we're going to have a gospel song now. It's always time for a gospel song. And here's one from Seldom Seen, written by John Duffy, and it's called The Last Call to Glory.
There's a last call to glory when Gabriel blows his horn.
There will come a time, my brother, when the saints are coming down, when all your friends and loved ones will be gathered all around.
That's the time I'm gonna be ready
on the great judgment morn for that last call to glory when Gabriel blows his horn. There'll be a last call to glory on the great judgment morn.
Yeah, the last call to glory
when Gabriel blows his horn. Change your sinful ways. You better read up on the good book and sing the songs of praise.
Are you gonna find yourself in trouble
on the great judgment morn for that last call to glory when Gabriel blows his horn? Last call to glory on the great judgment morn.
Yes, the last call to glory
when Gabriel blows his horn.
Some great great harmony parts in there. Last Call to Glory from Seldom Seen from the album Scenic Roots. Here's a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, 1971. And this was a song we played on the Grand Ole Opry in 6th of June, I think it was, 1971, in our visit there as part of the Bill Munro Show. It's a song written by Slim Dusty and performed here by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, lead vocals by Alan Rhodes. It's one called The Big Begging Fool, and it goes like this.
Now the road is long and the night is thick and black. I must turn around and start my going back. It seems eternity since I've been gone, but it's only just a few short hours long. Now I must go and let her know, a great big begging fool, I'm coming back. Crazy mind, and I'm trying to be wise, but now I find foolish pride just made me up and go, and common sense is saying told you so. I'm heading for her front door, and a great big begging fool today she'll find. Coming down, it'll be good again to see the old hometown, and somewhere in that maze you'll find a pearl, the sunshine of my life, my little girl. Now I must go and let her know, a great big begging fool, I'm coming back. A great big begging fool, I'm coming back.
Well, that's great memories in that song, I tell you. I still imagine standing on that stage and playing the music there. Great fun. Well, it's the end of the show. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed my selections for this week. And next week we'll have another show for you, and we'll just take it out with an instrumental. Maybe we'll take it out with the instrumental that we started with. I'll see if I can find it again. Make sure you tune in again. Bye.
Was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.